Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. You can also hear me streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, but before we get to today's theme, I've got a couple of shout-outs. Big shout-out to Debbie and to Terry, both of whom are down in Los Angeles listening to the show today. Hope you enjoy the show, and thank you so much for being loyal listeners. Now, back to the theme. Today's theme is Differences Matter. Each of my guests will explain why differences, some of them very small, matter to the outcome. My first guest is a nationally recognized voice for weight loss through healthy living. He's a motivational speaker and a physical conditioner and nutrition specialist. He'll discuss his latest book, Diet Free for Life. My second guest is a recognized thought leader, speaker, mentor, coach, and business strategist. He'll discuss his latest book, Agility, Competing and Winning in a Tech-Savvy Marketplace. My third guest is one of the country's leading authorities on world religions. We're going to discuss the world's largest eight religions and why the differences between them matter. He believes it is to acknowledge the differences is not only dangerous, but it's disrespectful. We'll find out why. And if you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Robert Ferguson, is an author, a motivational speaker, a physical conditioning and nutrition specialist. He's recognized as the people's fat loss coach. He's a doctoral candidate in sports psychology. He holds certifications in personal training and performance nutrition. He has been the top fat loss nutritionist and conditioning coach for professional boxers on Showtime, HBO, ESPN, and The Contender. He's been featured on radio, in magazines, and on television. Robert is the author of the new book, Diet Free for Life. He's also the creator of the 6-Day Detox Drop, the ultimate fast loss motivation program, and he's the co-developer and the face of the Food Lovers Fat Loss System, which is a home weight loss program that has been sold via infomercial. He's also the founder and CEO of Diet Free for Life LLC and Diet Free for Life Challenge. Welcome to the show, Robert. How are you doing today?
Oh, man, I'm blown away.
Well, it's only a recount of what you've been doing, and if you're blown away, it's because you're an active guy. I'm so happy to get you in the studio because I know how busy your travel schedule
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I am, but you know what? We're local, and it's great to be here, and I've heard only the best things about you and your show, and I'm just excited and delighted to be able to share information that I believe can help people immediately.
Well, that's very kind of you. So let's dig right into it, shall we? You know, diet is a critical issue, and it's the beginning of the year. Everybody makes those promises, their New Year's resolutions, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to lose weight. Personally, I'm a yo-yo dieter.
Okay.
I have gained and I have lost hundreds of pounds over the year, and God only knows about my nutrition. So when you come along with your book, which is titled Diet Free for Life, you've got my interest. I mean,
okay.
That's interesting right there. So what prompted you to write this book with such an astonishing claim right there in the title? And for whom is this book written?
This book was written, same as almost everything I do in the area of weight loss. And it was inspired by my mom. My mom is, like you, that woman who has gained and lost 1,600 pounds throughout her lifetime. I watched her get bullied by many diet promises. I also watched her achieve that success of dropping the pounds, and we all celebrated, and here's the joy. But then I watched her gain it back, and then I saw the pain. So a big part of my passion and inspiration is to make something available to people where they don't fall prey to being taken advantage of and getting on a road or a path that doesn't support a lifestyle where they can actually eat the foods that they culturally have a relationship with, but do so in a way where they can actually upgrade their overall energy, well-being, and reduce some waistline or reduce their waistline as they expand their lifeline.
Wow. I mean, that is a cool claim, and I'm sure a lot of listeners out there are really intrigued by that. I guess after reading your book, fundamental to your approach is really not about the relationship with food. It's a change in lifestyle. It's not about deprivation and I'm losing something. It's really changing your lifestyle. And the key, as I understand it, is eat small amounts every couple of 3 hours, and then you adapt that lifestyle. Once you've got the lifestyle, really the choice of foods becomes almost irrelevant. Is that summarize it?
Yeah,
pretty, well?
Pretty much. I mean, when you say small amounts, I mean, I like to eat, right? So when we're talking lasagna, my whole thing is using visual aids. So for instance, I would take my two fists. That right there would be like an amount of lasagna. That's a good amount
of
lasagna.
That's pretty healthy, and you've got big fists, so yeah. That's a healthy amount.
So there you go. That's a meal. And then a snack would be something much smaller. So I'm real big on grandma's philosophy of eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Only thing I'm adding is snack in between so we can keep our blood sugar levels from dropping too low. And when you do that and you're eating your meals in a way where your blood sugar doesn't go too high, you're in what I call fat burning mode. And then for the type 2 diabetic or the person who wants better mental clarity, someone who wants better energy, they're going to get that because they're using food to actually upgrade and boost their mood.
All right. Now, I get all of that. We're talking to Robert Ferguson, everybody, author of the book Diet Free for Life. And Robert, I get that. But if you're eating every 2 hours, if you're like me, I wake up early and I go about 18 hours a day. That means I'm eating at least 9 times a day.
Yeah, there you go. Congratulations.
I feel like a cow. I'm grazing at that rate every 2 hours. I mean, so what's the science behind this thinking and why is it so radical from some of the other diet programs that are out there?
Well, the science really is meeting a person where they are. And meeting them where they learn how to, say, eat French toast or have pasta or pizza. Eat the foods that they really want to eat instead of, say, salmon and asparagus. So it was meeting you where you are as far as your Italian food, your Mexican food, your Dominican food. I mean, you name it. And what we're doing is we're eating or combining the carbs in a way where our blood sugar levels don't go up too high or too low, as I mentioned. And what that does is it helps us be in control of our ability to maximize fat loss or not gain weight instead of our hormones taking charge. So you've heard of insulin.
Yes.
So insulin has a relationship with sugar. The more sugar you consume at one time, the more insulin gets released. Insulin's also a storing hormone. So the goal is we want to more or less control the amount of insulin that gets released. And at the same time, the sister of insulin is glucagon. It's another hormone that when you don't eat every 2 to 3 hours or too much time goes by, glucagon gets released from your liver and or from your pancreas, and then that actually causes your liver to release sugar. And whenever sugar goes into the blood, then insulin gets called again. And if that's happening, you know how little kids, they get cranky, they're moody, they have that little monster that comes in there, the naughty monster. Often it's because they haven't been eating or their blood sugar level's too low. And the same thing happens to us. So the goal is we want to be in control and not our hormones in control.
All right. Now, that's fascinating, and that's a very clear, easy-to-understand explanation. When I read your book, I was struck by a couple of things, Robert. I was noticing that you break out food in different ways than I've seen it before. You break it out into fast carbs, slow carbs, and fat-burning food ratios. Now, this is new to me. So can you kind of walk me through that and walk my listeners through that a little bit?
Well, you've heard of the glycemic index?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Most of the current diet books are based on the glycemic index. Well, the glycemic index, it's very beneficial. However, it's outdated. And when I say that is because the glycemic index is based on one person consuming 50 grams of that particular food, carbohydrates, at one time. Well, when you do that, if it was a potato, you're looking at something that gets the number of 95. So most people who are afraid or staying far away from, say, high sugar content foods, they wouldn't eat a potato. But yet when you look on the glycemic index, potato chips are given a number 55. Well, which one's healthier? It's the same amount of carbs. The difference is the potato chip has fat woven inside of it. So by adding a little butter to the potato, I now can get the glycemic or the blood sugar effect of the potato chips, but yet get the nutrition value of the potato. So my whole thing was, okay, not everybody's going to remember all of that. That's way too much information. Let's make this mama approved. So I created fast carbs, slow carbs, protein, give them the list, and show them how to combine them, and then they got it. They can make a fat-burning meal very easy. And after 1 week of doing this, We all have a staple. Then you'll find yourself, okay, I know what a fast carb is. Fast carbs, bread, pasta, pizza, the things we tend to like the most, right?
Right.
And slow carbs are like your diet foods, your broccoli, asparagus. And when you're combining the carbs that way, you can literally burn three times more fat than if you didn't.
Oh, that is great. We're talking to Robert Ferguson, everybody, author of the book Diet Free for Life. You got to love that title. Just get off those diets. And one of the things I like about your book, Robert, as I'm flipping through it, is it's got some wonderful recipes in here. I'd say well over half of the book is recipes. And I wanted to ask you about some of them because they piqued my interest. You have in there sweet and spicy Korean chicken. Now, where'd you come up with that
doesn't
recipe?
Doesn't that sound delicious?
It does to me.
Well, believe it or not, most of our recipes today come from the people who we're in contact with on a regular basis. So they'll email in a recipe to our website. We'll take a look at it, modify some of the ingredients, give it back to them. Then they give us the thumb up whether or not the flavor and the savor is in the meal. If it is, then we test it with a few other people, and then it gets added to our website as well as to the book.
I see. All right. So sweet and spicy Korean, that came from one of your – what about the marinated steak with the blue cheese topping?
Oh,
you got my
goodness.
Interest for that with the blue cheese.
And it's absolutely delicious. So it gets a thumb up from many people. Again, that comes from, you know, our clientele. Like right now I'm working on a recipe book that is bread-based, which has 100 bread-based recipes. So every recipe has bread in it, and you can eat that food and drop the pounds.
Wow, that is great. All right. Now, one of the things that I noticed when you came into the studio, those of my listeners can't see you, but you are extremely fit.
Uh-oh.
And I know you're on a very, very busy schedule.
I paid him to say that.
No, it's true, folks. It really is. But you're on a book tour right now, so you're on a hectic schedule. I know you're on airplanes a lot of times. You're traveling. Meals don't happen as frequently maybe as they should. Certainly,
workouts definitely don't happen.
Not at all. So let me ask you, you know, give us some tips. Now that you're on this busy schedule, most of us lead a very busy life. What are some tips that we can take away from this conversation that will make our lives better?
You know, snacking is really my secret. That means eating every 2 to 3 hours. Often I'm not able to get a meal, so I may snack all day. And if I'm at a Starbucks, one of my favorite go-to moves is to get the Vivano. They have a smoothie there. And I'll get the smoothie and ask them to double up on the protein powder. And so then it fits the ratios of what makes a fat-burning meal. So I can go into Starbucks and I'm sipping on my smoothie and I'm enjoying life and it's all working out. But then I'll also walk around and I'll have bars or energy bars and fruit in my briefcase. I'll have those same things in my car in the glove department. The key is to really make these things available to you no matter where you are. And then you're less likely to allow too much time to go by. Because when that happens, I'm telling you, biological hunger takes over and you're going to indulge. And then you're going to beat yourself up and you're going to say you don't have the discipline. And it really wasn't your fault. That's why I'm into a diet-free life, a diet-free way of thinking and not so much a diet mentality. And the big difference is that I like freedom. And with freedom means I have choice in all situations. And that's all I'm delivering.
Oh, and I love it. I love the book. We're talking to Robert Ferguson, everybody, author of the book Diet Free for Life, a revolutionary food, fitness, and mindset makeover to maximize your fat loss. Got to love that. In the book, there were so many things that I found in your book, little nuggets of gold there. One of the things that I groomed out of the book was the fact that you kind of attack the body mass index, the BMI.
Beat it up. Get it in the corner, to the body, to the body.
You do. I mean, you take it to it. Now, the BMI is what I live by. I've got a Wii, and I look at the Wii every single day to see what my weight is and what my BMI is. And then I read your book, and I find out the BMI is wrong. So tell me about it. What is a more scientific way to look at this?
Well, body composition is number one. That means you want to figure out how much of your total body weight is actually fat weight versus everything else. You know, it's like Jack LaLanne once told me, if you want to drop 5 pounds, you know, take out your kidney or cut a limb off. Well, I don't want to take that approach, right? So body composition is like you can go get what they call a Tanita scale, and they have different, that's the one of the brands. And it's an impedance machine, which you step on it, and it is pretty accurate compared to the gold standard of going underwater to underwater testing. So when you do that, it gives you back a number, and it'll be a percentage of body fat. Then you take that percentage of body fat, and it will actually tell you how much of your total body weight is fat mass.
Mm.
And the key is to drop the fat mass and not so much losing weight from the lean body mass. That's how we hurt our metabolism. The BMI is so outdated, it blows my mind, because I'll watch television. Like the other day, I'm watching the doctors, and I'm watching Dr. Oz, and I'm watching Dr. Phil. And these people are in a position of authority and influence, and all they're talking about is the BMI. And it just blows my mind because they must know better. And they're not helping people. They're hurting people because often the BMI will be inaccurate. I mean, when I was in the Marine Corps, I saw guys based on the BMI actually almost get discharged because they had so much muscle mass. But according to this measurement, they were considered obese.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you lay it to rest in the book. There's no question about it. You attack it in Diet Free for Life, and you lay it to rest, come up with a new measurement. I like that.
All right, and I'm glad you caught that because at the end of the day, we're all so unique and different. I mean, we don't want to lose our bone density. We don't want to lose our lean muscle tissue. Those things are very important, especially as we move into the golden years. And oftentimes when people are dropping pounds, when they look at the scale and they do the BMI, they may be a smaller person, but yet they're in a situation where they feel kind of dejected and beat up because the BMI is not really telling them that they actually are in a healthier place. And body composition would do that.
I gotcha. Now, Robert, in the few seconds that we've got left, I'm just fascinated by your progression. You know, you've gone from healthy eater to coach to world famous and best-selling author in just a few short years. So outside of being a hard worker, what's the one thing that you attribute your success to?
Oh, my goodness. I would say just keeping your eye on the ball and not assuming that it's all going to work out. That means just keep plowing forward and be as humble as you possibly can. And don't forget about your local community. I believe that's huge. Like last night, I'm in Lassen's doing a talk. 11 years ago, I was in Lassen's when they didn't even have the room to do a talk. So it's like, don't forget like where you come from and just continue to give back to the community the best you can. I think that plays a major role in how doors are open.
Oh, that is great. Words of wisdom from Robert Ferguson. He's the author of the new book, Diet Free for Life, a revolutionary food, fitness, and mindset makeover to maximize your weight loss. Robert, thank you so much for coming into the studio. It's a real pleasure to have you there.